Welcome back. I have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with the Clarinda Community School District and the track coach, Chad Blank. Coach Blank, thanks for visiting with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Pleasure to visit with you. And track season's going well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a really good season so far. I almost said start of the season, but we're actually kind of winding down. We got 2 weeks till conference.
Yeah.
That makes 3 to districts and 4 to states. So we're kind of down the closing stretch here. Season's flown by, but we've been doing some good things.
Let's talk about now. You and I talked prior to season. You had really big numbers. I think more than 100 students out, 100 athletes out, I think, overall. Yep. If you would summarize your season to point, has it been more successful or what you had hoped for? How would you summarize your season to point?
Yeah, you know, I always tell people I'm almost delusionally competitive in a way where I think we can always do some pretty good things every year, regardless. Yeah.
That's a good place to be, Coach.
Yeah, for sure. And we've been able to really meet those goals and exceed quite a bit of them. So we've had a lot of kids be able to step up here this season and fill some roles that maybe we didn't even think would be filled quite yet. We got a lot of underclassmen doing some great things, and we broke several school records already this year. Have 7 events into Drake, and we're looking to close the season strong here at, you know, Conference District State. You know, because we always tell the kids, anyone can be a good team in April, but we want to be a great team in May. Those are the teams that are remembered. So the kids have really bought into that, and they're putting in the preparation and the work to be able to do that. And I'm excited to see what they can do here over the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Let's cover a couple of things here. Now, on Tuesday evening, you had a great track meet, Coach, and you had a number of records, personal records, school records. Tell me about that meet and some of those records that fell.
Yeah, so last night at Lewis Central, the boys 4x1 broke the school record, which we had previously set last year. They went 42:54, which is number 1 in 2A right now in both all classes. So,
wow.
That was flying, so we're excited about that. Last week, a different group of 4, or a few different kids on that compared to the 4x1 on the boys' side. They broke the 4x2 record last week. The girls' long jump record went down. So we've got some really good things going. Mm-hmm. Kylie Meyer was able to do that. The girls are really close to the 4x4 record. We're really close to the girls' 4x1 record. So we're really close, knocking on the door, breaking some more records. But those are the ones that have been broken so far.
Now let's look ahead. Drake Relays is coming up. This is a huge event, Coach. And you have – talk to me about the students and your athletes that have qualified for Drake Relays.
Yeah, so we've got 7 events in, which we're really excited about. I mean, that's – you know, to be able to – as a 2A school, in the grand scheme of things, we're a fairly small school compared to, you know, the whole classification of things. And obviously with Drake, there's no class. It's just the best of the best. And it's always a goal of ours to get as many things as we can to Drake. We were able to get Cooper Baumgart in the high jump. He went 6.5 last week at Earlham, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Kylie Meyer hit the blue standard in long jump. She jumped 18 feet, which was a huge jump. So she'll be long jumping. Ellery Bird was able to make it in the 100. Carson Johnson in the 400 wheelchair. Our girls 4x4 was able to make it, which was fantastic. And then both boys and girls 4x1s was able to make it. So. We're really excited to see what we can do in those 7 events. And, you know, anytime you can go up there and compete against the best in the state, you know, the expectations are to go up there and compete just like any other meet and go PR.
I was gonna.
It's obviously a fast track, and with that competition, we should be able to go up there and do that, and we're going to see what we can do.
I was going to ask about that. So let's compare, what are the nerves like for the athlete compared to the home meet at Clarinda to the Drake Relays? I mean, because that's you know, stadium, lots of people, the whole state's tuning in. I mean, literally, it gets coverage across the board. So is it different when you're coaching those athletes, helping them prepare for Drake, other than just a regular season meet or not?
You know, we try to keep everything as similar as possible all the time, right? Because we always tell the kids, the facts are, the distance doesn't change. It's going to be the same race regardless of where you're at. You know, it's not like other sports with, depending on who you're going against, the game plan might change or so on and so forth. You know, with track, 100 meters is 100 meters. A high jump's a high jump. It doesn't matter who's in the lane to the left or right of you or who's competing against you. It's all the same. But, you know, with that, there is a mental side of things. When you're looking around and,
yeah.
and you see the Waukees of the world, you see the Ankenys, you see the Iowa City West, you see, you know, the Dallin, you see all that, you kind of start to get a little bit of doubt in your head. You know what I mean?
And, yeah.
With our kids, the message is there's a reason you're there. You belong there. That's factual. You ran those times and getting those kids to just really buy into that. And I think we really have a group this year that's going to go out there and compete their tails off no matter who they're going against or what meet they're at. But that is a really good question, Aaron. We always try to keep things similar and keep routines similar and mm-hmm. keep the mindset the same, whether it's, you know, the home meet or we're at Glenwood or we're at Drake or we're at state or we're at districts, whatever the case may be. We just try to keep it all the same, keep that routine, keep that mindset the same. That way, you know, regardless of where we're at, we're able to compete.
Yeah, it's awesome. Have you ever had that many qualify for Drake in the past?
You know, I think we've been somewhat close, but this is going to be the most we've been able to take total, which is really awesome. This will be the first time we've made it in a relay that isn't the 4x1. You know, the 4x1's 96 teams make it, so we always try to hope to make that every year. But with the 4x4 and the other relays, there's only 24 teams that make it, so through the whole state. And that's the first time we've been able to get a relay in that isn't the 4x1. So we're really excited about that. And then with Ellery and the 100 and those jumps, too, that puts our total number. We're bringing about 17 athletes up, including alternates. So that's a pretty big number, and we're excited to bring that many kids up and have them experience the Drake Relays.
That's awesome. That is really cool. And what an experience to get to go to the Drake Relays. Let's look past. We're visiting with Coach Chad Blank, the track coach for the Clarinda Community School District. Let's go past that, Coach, and look at the rest of the season. Like you said, believe it or not, once you get started in track, it goes fast. And here we are now really in the second half of the season. You're looking at postseason and that sort of thing. How many regular season meets do you have? And then talk to me about the postseason a little bit as well.
Yeah, so we'll go into next week. We'll go to Glenwood and Griswold. And then after that, we'll have the Atlantic meet the week of conference. So really, if we're talking regular season meets, we got about, I think, three of those left.
Yeah.
And then from there, we'll go conference, district, state each Thursday from there. So we've got about three regular season meets left to kind of tune some things up, get ready for that late push in May, which that's where we always want to be our best. And then, you know, from there, it's, you know, figuring out what we can and can't do there at the district meet, what that lineup's going to look like. And, you know, the district meet's always unique as a track coach because there's kind of two different goals there going on. It's, you know, what can we get through this two state and score at state? But then it's also like, how can we score as many points at districts as we possibly can to get that banner? So
yeah,
kind of two main goals there. We always keep the main goal of, okay, what do we want to get into state? Keep that the main goal and then try to score as many points after that as we can. So it's kind of a unique thing there. And here over the next few weeks, we're going to experiment with a few things. You know, these last few weeks, we've been trying to get things into Drake. So now it's kind of the mindset goes to, okay, let's experiment with a few things, see what we can and can't do, try to kind of piece together what we're thinking for that district lineup, and then see what the kids are capable of here these next few weeks.
Very good. Coach Blank, what else do we need? Everyone's healthy at this point.
For the most part. For the most part, we're in a pretty good spot. So it's always that, you know, mid-April, we might get some tweaks here and there, but, you know, top to bottom, we're in a really good spot there. And that's another big thing as a coaching staff. We're always trying to have happy and healthy athletes. I mean, we think happy and healthy athletes go out and compete and do well. So try to keep everyone healthy and in a good mindset. And I'd say right now we're in a really good spot with that.
Very good. Coach, thanks for your time. It's a pleasure to visit with you, and looking forward to seeing how Drake goes for you. Looking forward to it. So
yeah.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
Awesome. Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Aaron.